Thechairshot.com.
You'd be bad. At CBS FM 101, New York's oldie station, Eddie Boogie Down Kendricks. There's another guy we lost, man. Oh, man, I miss Eddie. He was such a nice, sweet man. And what a great voice, huh? Nobody had the falsetto voice that Eddie Kendricks had. 409 already? How'd it get to that already? Wait a minute. No. 2 hours of the Max Show is coming on already. It's going too fast. It always goes too fast. I wish it would slow down. New York weather for today in the big town, going to be variable cloudiness. A shower is possible. High going to be 78 to 83. For tomorrow, Wednesday, intervals of clouds and maybe some sunshine. Okay, I'll cut the lawn then. High 75 to 80. Right now, New York City, it is mostly clear skies in midtown Manhattan. 72 degrees with your old buddy, the Max Man, right here. And the morning mayor to follow at 5:30, Harry Harrison.
Hi, everybody. This is your Cousin Breezy with a special invitation for a celebration. It's your Cousin Breezy's yearbook because this week, we open the old yearbook for the class of 1974, featuring the top 40 songs of that year, the music, the magic, the memories of 1974. Showtime, 7 p.m. sharp, this Wednesday night, a 3-hour celebration, your Cousin Reese's yearbook, right here on New York's oldie station, CBS FM 101.1.
The best music.
Show at CBS FM 101.1. Great song after another. 4:15, 15 minutes past 4 o'clock, 73 degrees in a big town. We're going to the telephones with you next. Here are the Fortunes.
I see that worried look upon your face.
Choo-doo-ba-ba-da.
Can I make a request, please?
A request?
Yeah,
okay. Who is this?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
The Bronx.
I've heard of it.
Huh. Auntie Melody.
Oh, the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
And that's a great record.
Yeah, I know.
Who's that for?
My mother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because she likes it.
Yeah, she loves that song.
Yeah. Well, we'll put it on for you. You love your mom, right?
Yes, of course.
What's your mom's name?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Well, what are you guys listening to the Max Show right now for?
What? Because we love it. We love the station.
Oh, well, that's good enough right there, isn't it? You still go to school?
Yeah, of course.
Well, what school?
Truman.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet. Got a lot of choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, even though it's written on the bathroom wall that listening to the Max Show can damage your brain cells, don't believe it. Don't believe it.
All right.
Don't believe it. I love you.
Love you too.
Take care and tell your mom here come her ready.
All right.
Bye, baby.
Thanks.
The Righteous Brother. There's only one of them singing on it, you know? I think Bill Medley took off for a Coke or something like that while he was there. Bill Medley not in there, but Bobby Hatfield was, and that's for you. Thank you, Patricia, for saying this so we could play it for your mom right here. Well, boy, she's schmoozing her mom, didn't she? Yeah, I'll get on the Max show. Oh, I'll get out of this doghouse. 4:25 is our time, 25 minutes past 4 o'clock. Good to have you along here at CBS FM, 101, New York's oldie station.
We're in the money.
I hope
we're
so.
We're in the money. Ba-dum-bum. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
We're in the money.
Time to be checking them out from last night, see if you got them right. Those lucky lottery numbers, always the dailies come first, and here they are. New York Daily, 892. New Jersey Daily, 516. Connecticut Daily, 172.
Whoa!
New York's win four from last night, 7952. The New Jersey pick four number, 1644. Out of the Garden State, the pick six lotto. From Monday night, the combination 5, 11, 20, 34, 36, 44. Bonus number, 02965. And finally, the Connecticut play four number, 2831. As usual, hope you indeed bag the big bucks, baby. Coming up, we'll take a look at the sports page, have the Phil Pepe sports scoreboard, and the New York weather. Next.
The following is a paid political announcement.
My name is Randy Mastro. I know Rudy Giuliani well because I worked side by side with him for 5 years as an assistant United States attorney. Of course, a lot of Rudy Giuliani's cases got headlines because they were newsworthy. He was breaking new ground and doing important work for the public. But there are so many cases that Rudy did that never got any publicity, that were a tremendous help to people in their neighborhoods. There were major problems in evicting drug dealers who had public housing apartments. Rudy Giuliani's office used the civil forfeiture laws to force those drug dealers out of public housing, and the tenants literally cheered when these drug dealers were forced out of their buildings. That's the kind of case that didn't get a lot of headlines, but the people in that public housing project appreciated that the drug dealers were forced out of those buildings. And that's just one of many examples of the kinds of cases that Rudy did.
Paid for by Giuliani for New York.
This is Connie Chung. Why would a university president make obscene phone calls? Richard Berenson had everything until the scandal broke. Now, for the first time in an exclusive interview, he reveals the awful secret that haunted him.
When you were 8 years old, something happened that dramatically changed your life.
It's hideous, almost beyond belief.
It is the ugliest word in the English language.
Eye to Eye with Connie Chung, Thursday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Well, what do you read for today on this Tuesday, September 7th already? Ay, ay, ay. 1993, here's the headline. It's over, time for Nav. She's out of it. Martina, last American now. In women's, this is the first time in U.S. Tennis Open history we have not had an American woman in the quarterfinals. Did you know that? You didn't? I didn't know that either. I just read it. Makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about, don't I? Billy Sabatini is in producing the Harry Harrison show this morning for vacationing Alfred Tucci here. And we were using some Monromatic shock absorbers to jack open Billy's eyes right about now. We're going to mainline some Jason Sanborn into him. Sokova ousts Martina in straight sets. There's the deal right there. And the Giants, here's another story. John Giannone has got a story about the Giants' 2 minutes of mile-high magic. How about them Giants last Sunday, huh? Boy, was that a cheap shot from Chicago trying to take out Sims' legs like that? Come on, man. They're going to pay for that big time. Big time. We're going to take care of them one of these days. But I was impressed with Reeves and everything else. I thought they were going to get the clock clean. Washington did in Dallas, 35-16. Not as much as the front office did them in. You want to bet today that they're down there going, I think we better sign Emmitt Smith. I think we better get... Yeah. You got any loose change on you? Here, come on. We can come up with that money he wants. In baseball, how about it last night? Bernie Williams. I'm dying, Bernie. Go catch the ball. He had a home run, but then they blew it. Big time goat. Texas over the Yankees last night, 8-5. They're a half game back now. And here come Baltimore.
Ooh, look at this. 5-1 winner over Seattle. Baltimore 2 games back now. Is this AL East the hottest you've ever seen? I've never seen it this hot. This is incredible. And Toronto was off last night. They're going to be playing Oakland tonight. They're going to phone that one in. Come on, give me a break. Houston over the Mets. The L.A. bunch beat Atlanta 2-1. Now, elsewhere, it was the Giants did win over Pittsburgh, beating the Pirates 4-1. Philadelphia lost to the Cubbies 7-6. And Philadelphia is probably saying, yeah, well, listen, we got Met. It pays, you know? We got insurance on this situation. Phil, answer 6. Oh, man. They're so far out in front, it's not funny. 72 degrees, and what do we got? Fair but cloudiness, a shower possible on this Tuesday. High going to be 78 to 83. Wednesday, tomorrow, intervals of clouds and some sunshine. High going to be 75 to 80 degrees. Right now in New York City, we have ourselves mostly clear skies. 72 with your old buddy. Yes, a song inspired by, of course, one Ronald Fred Lundy. They do Ron will be here this morning at 9 o'clock. Following the morning mayor, Harry Harris, and then back-to-back on CBS FM 101.1.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
Good morning.
Sweet, yeah, sugar for my honey. It's called in the form of a condo in Cancun, yes. Big time sweets. At CBS FM 101.1. Tuesday in the town, right here at America's most listened to oldies station. And we got your favorites for you. All you gotta do is sit back and listen.
Look over yonder.
Right, then look, don't listen. I don't know. What is he saying?
What do you see?
Oh, I just asked you, what do you see?
The sun is rising. It's the good
show at CBS FM 101, New York's oldie station. Good to have you along. 17 before 5. And what do we got for a Tuesday in the town? Ah, just handed to me. I love saying that. Thank you, Deborah Wetzel. Sun early, then cloudy. Chance of showers. High going to be near 80 degrees today. For tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy, cool. Showers likely. A high near 70. Oh, now showers on Wednesday, too. Doggone it. I can't do the lawn then either. Thursday, partly sunny. High in the mid-70s. 72 right now with you, old buddy. Actually, the number is not. No, it's not. No, it's 1-800-367-1101. And come on, don't be such a nut. Call a Mac show right now. 445, 15 before 5. Tuesday in the town. I think we should have somebody say and play it right now. Is that going to be you? It is going to be you. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Don't forget, everybody calls a Mac show and ends up on a Memorex. Sometimes we keep you there indefinitely. But you'll like it. I know you will. Here's Peter Frampton.
I wonder how you feel.
At home, at work, or in the car, we're the station you sing along to. CBS FM 101.1.
Oh, and then.
Now and then, there's a fool
Such as I.
Oh, I love that record, man. Anything that King sings, I love it. Yeah. Where are we? 4:52? 8 minutes before 5 o'clock? Well, let's go to the phones here, and then we'll do the sports scoreboard, okay? Yeah, I like that idea. At CBS FM, hey, hi, good morning.
I'd like to make a request.
I bet you would. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian from where?
From New York. Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yeah.
Can you play that song, please?
No.
Why not?
Well, I can't find it.
You can't find it?
Yes, I can. I was just telling you that. I just didn't want to. Brian, what do you do for a living?
Me? I'm in school.
You're in school?
Yeah.
A lot of kids like the Mac Show. Why do you like the... How come you ain't listening to that the Z100 and other garbage like that?
Because I like old music.
You like it?
I like your show.
Well, all right. That's enough right there. I'll put it on for you.
All right.
Welcome back, Carter, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Brian.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Later, baby.
All right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh, baby.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Carter.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Starring Gabe. What was Gabe's, what was Gabe's last name? I can't remember it now. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. Whatever happened to him? He fell off the edge of the world. Kaplan, wasn't it Gabe Kaplan? Yeah, I think it was. Whatever happened to him? On the Phil Pepe Sports Scoreboard from last night, I'll tell you what happened to Dallas. They didn't sign Emmitt Smith, and they paid for it last night. Washington trounced him 35-16 in Monday Night Football. Texas over the Yankees, 8-5. Man, the Yankees got this opportunity to go ahead. First time in I want to die. Probably Bernie Williams does, too, after he didn't catch that ball last night. Texas beat the Yankees 8-5, and the Yankees could have been sole position to first place because Toronto was idle, and they're going to be playing Oakland tonight, and they'll phone that one in. Baltimore beat Seattle. Here comes Baltimore. 2 games back. 5-1. They won last night. And, here's what's happening tonight. It's going to be the Yankees again playing down there in Texas at Arlington Stadium. Jimmy, the key to success, hopefully beating Bohanna and a couple lefties going at it tonight. And Phil Pepe will be here with the sports you want to know after 6 this morning and a Harry Harrison show. New York weather for today. Sun early on this Tuesday, then cloudy, chance of showers. High going to be near 80. 71 right now in New York City.
The CBS-FM New York Top 500 Survey has been a radio tradition for over 20 years. And once again, we're asking you to help us put together another great countdown. The titles of your 3 favorite oldies and send it to CBS FM Top 500, 51 West 52nd Street, New York, New York, 10019. Deadline is September 28th, 1993. Everyone voting will receive a free copy of our Top 500 survey, and you'll hear the results this Thanksgiving weekend. The original New York Top 500 from America's most listened to oldies station, CBS FM 101.1.
Great show up with your buddies. Hey, keep it where you got it. You can't go wrong. Good morning. It's 5 o'clock in New York City.
CBS News. I'm Randy Riddle. U.S. Army Rangers conducted another raid in Somalia today.
We were conducting a cordon and search operation of a suspected ID'd faction command and control compound in South Mogadishu.
U.S. Army Major David Stockwell is a spokesman for U.N. forces in Somalia.
We believe this was a place where orders are issued and decisions are made regarding operations directed against the UNIFOM forces.
Stockwell says 17 Somali militiamen were arrested for questioning. Initial reports indicate two Somalis were wounded and fled the scene. Two of the U.S. Rangers were very slightly wounded. In the Florida trial of two whites accused of setting a black man on fire, the jury, now deliberating, sent a note to the judge last night. He said he would answer this morning. A headline in today's Wall Street Journal says the Clinton administration's plan to streamline the federal bureaucracy just might work. The plan is being released this morning and is said to include a recommendation for eliminating 250,000 federal jobs. In Miami yesterday, the president said his so-called reinventing government initiative is only one part of his fall policy campaign. The others, the free trade deal with Mexico and health reform.
In the next few weeks, you're going to see the Congress deal with an enormous number of issues, but they all have one thing in common. We got to deal with them to pull our country together and move our country forward.
Libya is burdened by UN sanctions because Muammar Gaddafi has refused to extradite two men suspected in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland. Now there's talk he may permit the two men to go on trial after all in Scotland. Scottish lawyer Alistair Duff says he's been hired to defend the Libyans. Details from BBC newsman Colin Blaine.
The British Foreign Office has given Libya detailed assurances about the treatment that men would receive should they agree to come to Scotland for trial. And a Libyan lawyer did visit Edinburgh last month to discuss the case. Alistair Duff says he's ready to start preparing a defence.
I hope the Crown will disclose to me the evidence upon which the allegations are based and allow me to investigate that evidence fully. And I hope that the Crown might be prepared to allow me to do that, whether the men are in custody in Scotland or not.
But despite the inevitable speculation, it's by no means certain that the two Libyan suspects are ready to face trial in Britain. Duff says he expects to go to Tripoli in the next 2 to 3 weeks for meetings which will focus on the way trials are conducted in Scotland. The Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, has made it clear the two men must give themselves up of their own free will.
The Tokyo stock market headed lower again today, the Nikkei average falling below the 21,000 mark. The dollar also fell in Tokyo, closing at 104.10 yen. In London today, the price of gold opened at precisely $363 an ounce. This is CBS News.
On this corner, and this is the one I always pull into, the Mobile.
Now, why is that?
I like New Super Plus because it gets more of my engine clean.
Well, you're telling me it cleans down into my combustion chamber? That's got to keep my engine clean, right?
My car runs the best on Super Plus.
That's all I use.
What's that? What do you use?
A new Super Plus.
New Mobile Super Plus detergent gasoline still cleans your fuel injectors and intake valves, and now it also helps keep your cylinders and pistons cleaner.
Driving days, driving nights, stop and go, traffic lights, avenues full of cars up and down.
I make it right into the big red oak.
You have to look for Super Plus.
New Super Plus keeps your engine cleaner. Well, that's really the reason I come to Mobile.
Drive into the big red oak and drive your engine clean.
Drive into the big
be known as Zerth Band, and then later on they became Jiffy Lube, I think. I'm not sure about that, though. We're still checking into that. It's CBS FM 101, New York's oldie station. I know it's a Tuesday in the town at 5:06, and New York weather is next.
My father married up your cherub. He helped me. She's no good.
Oh, yes, Cher. I like her in her little Indian outfits, you know. You know, Cher's got more tattoos than a sailor now. I want to... Oh, my goodness gracious me. But I love her. It's 5:09, 9 minutes past 5 o'clock, 9 past 5 on a Tuesday in the town of what do we got? Well, New York weather is saying sunshine early, then cloudy, chance of showers, high going to be near 80 degrees. For tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy, cool. Oh, now they're saying showers likely to that, too. High near 70. Ooh. Thursday's the day, huh? Partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Yeah, I was supposed to get that lawn cut yesterday, and I figured I was going to do it today, but now it's going to be showers, and then tomorrow showers, and, well, Thursday, oh, that'll be the day. Hopefully it'll rain then. 72 degrees, and mostly clear skies right now in New York City. The morning mayor, Harry Harrison, himself, will be here at 5:30.
When you're the chairman of an oil company, like I am, people assume you're probably not an environmentalist.
Well, my name is Bob Campbell, and I'm chairman of Sun Company. Many of you know us as Sunoco, and I'm proud to tell you that Sun is the first Fortune 500 company to endorse the Ceres Principles, formerly the Valdez Principles, a demanding code of environmental conduct for American business. In addition, Sun has also adopted its own set of principles that reflect our determination to protect the well-being of our employees, neighbors, and the general public. We know that our success as a business depends on our living up to these environmental principles. We welcome the challenge. At Sun, we believe it makes good sense for environmental protection and economic growth to move forward together. Sunoco commercials always end with the words, "on the driver's side." In this case, I think we can say we're on everybody's side.
Long Island Savings Bank. We're helping people like you from generation to generation. Bankers, neighbors, and friends.
Back when Long Island was mostly farmland and the Hamptons had hardly been discovered, one bank made a big difference in getting things growing. They did it with four simple words: "Your mortgage is approved." The bank was Long Island Savings Bank. Since then, Long Island Savings has repeated those simple words over 300,000 times. From Queens to Montauk, we've come to be known as the island's own mortgage bank, your bank, where you can count on getting the right mortgage answers and the right mortgage choices. So if you've got a move in mind, call us at 1-800-THE-LISB. We'd welcome the chance to repeat ourselves one more time to you, an equal housing lender.
What difference does it make that Lufthansa flies to more places worldwide than any other single airline? That every 40 seconds, a Lufthansa plane is taking off or landing in one of our 180 destinations around the world? What difference that Lufthansa flies to more cities in Europe than all U.S. airlines combined? The point is that every experience with every traveler from every corner of the world has helped us to understand you. We've grown accustomed to differences in customs, all the better to help you feel at home anywhere. It's the difference between a worldwide airline and a worldwise airline. And that makes all the difference in the world. Lufthansa, a passion for perfection.
No, they do. I love saying that. Lufthansa. Something about that. Lufthansa! When you fly Lufthansa across the Atlantic, you can accumulate mileage on the frequent flyer programs of United, Delta, and U.S. Boy, these guys are really good, aren't they? Call Lufthansa or your travel agent. Yes. Lufthansa! Oh! Yeah. I'm talking about this flying deal here. Yeah. 5:13 is our time. 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. CBS FM 101.1. America's most listened to oldie station with great music like this. Huey Lewis and the Snooze.
Is a curious thing.
Feel that power of love. And what can it do for you, baby? Yeah. Make your grown man get down on his bended knees and say, beat me, whip me, mama. Make me write them bad checks. 5:17 with the Max Man in the big time. Yes, we do.
So many great memories. Only one station's got them. CBS FM 101.1.
Oh, golden early.
Oh, man, that's good stuff, eh? Yeah. Tremolos, 1967, summertime of that year. And silence is golden. Yes, it is. Except when you have to get up. So, come on, let's go. Come on. Come on, John. Rosemary, come on, wake up. I know. Rosemary has to get up. I know. The Max Man knows all, Rosemary. It's as simple as that. 5:22, 22 minutes. John Booth is going to be in trouble. 22 minutes past 5 o'clock right here at CBS FM 101, New York's oldie station. Good to have you along.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
All right, let's see if you got the money, honey. New York Daily, 892. New Jersey Daily, 516. The Connecticut Daily, 172. New York's wind four from last night, 7952. That guy right in the eye. Jesse pick four number 1644. Out of the Garden State, the pick six lotto from last night. 5, 11, 20, 34, 36, 44. Bonus number 02965. And finally, the Connecticut play four number 2831. As usual, hope you indeed bagged the big box baby. Well, look who got married. Rosie Perez married Rocky Santiago. Wasn't it the actor who served as the main model of Madonna's sex book? Wasn't it? I think so. He looked like a pretzel wrapped around Madonna and that thing. It's the Max Show right here with Phil Pepe, Sports Scoreboard, Home Team Lineups, and the New York weather all coming your way next. And then the Morning Mayor at 5:30. It is 5:23 right now.
Chatting casually now with PC Modem, the computer genius from CompUSA.
And Bob, today I have info about a great new product for traveling executives.
Is it a hotel pillow smaller than Utah?
Better. It's the Hewlett-Packard OmniBook 300 Super Portable PC.
Uh-huh.
It's a featherweight notebook that has Windows 3.1, Word, Excel, and lots more built into ROM for instant startup.
Was that computer related?
How'd you know?
There was ROM in that sentence.
Yeah. The Hewlett-Packard OmniBook 300 Super Portable PC even has a built-in mouse, not to mention a 40-megabyte hard drive.
Sounds like a great notebook computer PC.
Good observation.
Thank you so much. And the Hewlett-Packard OmniBook 300 Super Portable PC is just one of over 5,000 computer products at CompUSA.
And everything's at super low prices every day. CompUSA is the computer superstore.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, are you a traveling executive?
Yeah.
When are you leaving?
I'll leave when you can pronounce executive.
You're here forever.
The Hewlett-Packard OmniBook 300 Super Portable PC is just $18.99 at CompUSA. Garden City, Edison, Parsippany, Norwalk, and now in Hopog on the corner of Route 111 and Route 347.
Welcome aboard Flight 333 to Cincinnati and Toronto.
Hi there. Grimsby's the name. Mm-hmm. Inner souls are my game. What's your racket?
Advertising.
Oh, really? You know, say, tell me what you think of this. Mm. Fit right inner souls, save souls. Huh? Save souls. Mm. Wrote it myself. What do you
That's
think?
That's very nice.
Oh, thanks. Heading for Cincinnati, too?
No, Toronto.
Toronto? Mm-hmm. And you're not flying Air Canada nonstop?
Air Canada flies there nonstop?
Oh, yes, sirree. Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Halifax. Facts, Air Canada has more nonstops than anyone to Canada, from both LaGuardia and Newark.
You're kidding.
Oh, and talk about connections. They have the best connections to anywhere in Canada. Mm-hmm. They even offer one pass and mileage plus miles.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for all the tips on Air Canada.
Oh, my pleasure.
But I really have to get some work done.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I'll just sit here. Yeah. You know, you should really get a laptop. I take mine everywhere. It's so darn convenient. The way they sit in your lap. Maybe that's why they call them laptop computers, shall I?
Hi, Ed Koch here again. I've been telling you about how good Golden Brand blintzes are, but Golden Brand doesn't stop there. There are Golden Brand potato pancakes or latkes with fresh potatoes and fresh onions, all in a healthful canola oil. They're all natural with no preservatives to make for a light and tasty side dish, main dish, or even a wonderful dessert. And like all Golden Brand products, they're produced under strict kosher standards and are terrific all year round, but especially during the holiday season. Maybe they didn't come out of my mother's kitchen, but in my opinion, Golden Brand products are the next best thing.
I was just trying to steal one of these things right here. Can I have a couple of these blitzes? I can't have them yet? I can't. Why? And then I got to wait until, then Harry's going to have them all, and the whole morning crew's going to have them. They get everything around here. I know what I've got for you, though. How about the Phil Pepe Sports Scoreboard from last night? Oh, my goodness gracious here. Look, the Yankees had the chance to get in there. First place, and Texas beat them 8-5. Boy, Bernie Williams is still going out there. I wish I could have caught that ball. Houston over the Mets, 7-2. And, boy, I tell you, that's pretty hot out there. Has San Francisco beat Pittsburgh? And L.A. getting over Atlanta, so San Francisco and Atlanta still going at it in the West. Monday Night Football, Washington over Dallas, 35-16. Yeah, they'll be signing Emmitt Smith today, I'll tell you that right now. And here's what's going on here tonight. Down in Arlington Stadium, Texas Rangers and the Yankees, with Jimmy Key and Bohannon going to be dealing for the Rangers. And the Mets and the Astros at 8:05. They're down in Texas at Houston. And Doug Drayback is going to be for the Astros, and Bobby Jones, rookie, for the Mets. And Phil Pepe will be here with the sports you want to know after 6 this morning. Of course, on a Harry Harrison show. Wild sunshine early, then cloudy. Chance of showers, high going to be near 80 degrees today. But tomorrow, cloudy, cool, showers likely, high near 70. And Thursday, partly sunny, high going to be in the mid-70s. That's the weather. 71 degrees right now, and we've got ourselves partly cloudy skies in New York City. In the Morning Mayor is next. Earth Angel, right here on this great radio station. I'll see you tonight after 2 a.m. following Don K. Reed. yourself a great day at CBS FM.
Back to school for countless children, but not for those in New York City. 71 degrees, cloudy at WCBS FM. School bells won't be ringing in the Big Apple this week as millions of school children across the country begin the new school year. Kids here have an extended vacation because of the asbestos mess. The fall term may be delayed in Chicago, where teachers and board members are in contract negotiations. Everyone was wearing their union colors yesterday. Bagpipes were playing and batons were twirling as the annual Labor Day parade marched up Fifth Avenue. Tensions were running high in Crown Heights when a car carrying two Hasidics jumped a sidewalk and seriously injured a black woman. It happened as the West Indian Day Festival was ending. We do have reports of shots fired and bottles thrown. Jerry Lewis has answered his critics. He wrapped up the 28th annual Labor Day telethon to fight muscular dystrophy, raising a record $46 million. We'll find out more today about the vice president's plan to make government work better and cost less. He hopes to save $100 billion over 5 years. Deliberations have started in the trial of two white men accused of beating and burning Christopher Wilson of Brooklyn. There's a report today that former President Nixon and former Secretary of State Kissinger were to be kidnapped by the terrorists planning to blow up several city landmarks. 101 Sports and Weather next, CBS FM News Time, 5:32.
Expect more from us. We'll do more for you.
If you're like most people I know, you like to get the most for your money. Well, that's just what you can expect from Chem Plus at Chemical. Plus is Chemical's all-in-one banking package. It links your checking account with all your other accounts. Savings, money market, IRAs, loans, even Chemical Visa or MasterCard. With your checking and savings balances combined, you can avoid monthly, per check, and most ATM fees. That's not all. As a Chem Plus customer, you earn higher rates on selected CDs and pay lower rates on credit cards and selected loans. All in all, it gives you more ways to save and saves you more. Chem Plus. It's more bank for your buck. To become a Chem Plus customer, stop by any branch or call 1-800-CHEM-BANK. Minimum balances or fees apply. Credit cards and loans subject to approval. Chemical Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
CBS FM Sports, once again, the Yanks missed a chance to move into first place in the American League East when they lost to the Texas Rangers 8-5 while the Toronto Blue Jays had the day off. Mets lost their fourth straight 7-2 to the Astros. Monday Night Football, Washington over Dallas, 35-16. Martina Navratilova knocked out of the U.S. Open, losing in straight sets to Helena Sukova. All the sports coming up with Phil Pepe and more music with Harry Harrison. But first, the Lake Opatcong Racing Association will host the New Jersey State Championship Regatta for inboard powerboats on Saturday and Sunday, September 18th and 19th at noon. Proceeds will benefit Area 3 of the New Jersey Special Olympics. CBS FM with you in mind. 101 weather, sun early today, then cloudy with showers. The highs near 80. Showers possible tonight in the 60s. Showers likely tomorrow, high near 70. Partly sunny in the mid-70s for Thursday. Right now it's 71 degrees. I'm Deborah Wetzel, CBS FM.
Airchecks is your full-service Airchecks source.
Of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on Airchecks.com.